All right, we're back in the Cape Ann League now with Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolski. And, Coach, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Rick.
Well, here we are. What ordinarily would be Thanksgiving Eve prep, you guys would be out there doing something, I'm sure, after a half day of school. And we'll get to that in a minute, but first let's talk a little bit about fall one, because at one point we weren't going to have any fall sports, so we're going to be no contact at all, but fortunately things did get off the ground. And tell me a little bit about what you've done up there at Newburyport.
We were able to, it wasn't until October where we got to get the kids together for, modified workouts. I mean, we split it up into three cohorts on offense and two cohorts on defense, just to, so we met the proper numbers. I mean, the three cohorts was, you know, we had like a younger skill group and an older skill group, and then we had a line group. So we kind of split that up because the older skill group went a little faster than the younger skill group, as opposed to like learning things, mm-hmm. In techniques and stuff like that. And then we did, for defense, we did a younger all defense, younger, and then an older defensive group, and it was just great. We were Cape Henley gave us 5 weeks, 2 days a week, and we were just more than anything happy to get out there and be working with them and just seeing the kids. You know, that's the main thing. You know, you miss football, you miss the sport, but just to actually be able to connect with the kids and maintain those relationships and form the new relationships with some of the new kids coming out. That was great.
I know that, this is obviously a new experience, and you try to put yourself in their shoes because we've never experienced anything like this, and certainly they haven't. But what was the participation like? Did you have good numbers? Were the kids enthusiastic, kind of helping each other out?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, there's, there was really good numbers overall. Kids were helping each other out, you know, the kids are helping each other out and stuff like that, but in general, just from talking to a lot of kids, we're going to have probably our most kids, if we have the season fall too, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, we'll definitely have the most numbers we've had in the program in a very, very, very long time.
Oh, that's good news, and I think we got to get ahead of, we got to talk like there's going to be football. I mean, come on. It's going to be weird playing in February and March, but so what, you know?
No, I'm not concerned about that weather at all.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Oh, God, just to be able to get out there. Well, that's good. That's good. Good positive experience. Oh, and were you able to have your assistants help you out, or was this pretty much all on you?
Yeah, we were able to have assistants help out. It was all volunteer, everyone across the board. We were able to work that out. So we got them together. Most assistants made it. Some had other, engagements as volunteers. They had work outside of that there, just to make ends meet more than anything.
There are going to be some major celebration. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Coach. Excuse me.
It was good. It was good because the coaches were there and they got to see the kids. Overall, most every one of them.
That's good. And the fact that volunteer says something also about, who you are and who we are. I think there are going to be a lot of celebrations when this thing is finally over and everybody has access to a vaccine or whatever. Well, I'm looking forward to fall too. I think I'm going to say it's going to happen. I hope it happens, but that's neither here nor there at the moment. I want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving football because I think when you first came in as head coach, you said, you've been a Clipper all your life. So tell me your first experience going to or participating in, whichever one it was, a Thanksgiving Day football game.
I'll say that in general, the childhood memories more than anything, it was more just a family tradition of my father instilling Amesbury Newburyport. Not really a specific game, but just like going up there, going with my brother and my father, and the smell of it, just the whole feel of the day, the smell and the air, everything like that. Growing up, it was always a big deal. As for memories, in the sense of I guess it still goes to the family. I just remember senior year, You know, you're at World War Memorial Stadium was on the last time ever looking up at the stands, being with your teammates, and just kind of always had that bond with my father, in the sense that he's a big football guy, just getting a picture with him in the end zone after. And you know, we did win, fortunately, all 4 years at high school. We beat Amesbury, but it's really more the camaraderie and just the connections and just family in general.
I think that's so well put. And, so many coaches I've talked with have mentioned that, that chemistry from early on when they played, the special meaning of the Thanksgiving Day game. But you really nailed it with the family thing. And, I appreciate that. And in terms of being a head coach now, what was your preparation like? Had this been a normal Thanksgiving, game tomorrow, your preparation, I'm assuming, starts what, maybe 9-10 days ago?
It's usually you get 2 weeks of practice before the game, something like that. So about 9-10 days ago, just breaking down all the films that you have on Amesbury, on the opponent, just making the game plan defensively, offensively with the coaching staff. And then on top of that is just making, in those weeks of practice, to make it very special for the seniors, where it's usually their last week. It's their last week of practice. We have a big senior underclassmen competition that we tally points up. we do that since the first day of the practice, and it goes all the way to Monday. That would be this past Monday, or this Monday. They do a weightlifting competition. They do skills, like you have a quarterback throwing to people in rings, then throwing touchdown, like completions there, different yardages, relay races, a bunch of different. Sometimes we do our dog fights, just the blocking, drive blocking. A lot of different things, and we just tally the score, and it's the seniors versus, and every single underclassman, for the most part, gets to participate, because we always pick at least, and this is freshmen included, they all get to compete. Obviously the younger guys, freshmen, aren't going to be doing the physical competitions against the upperclassmen, but we get everyone to participate in this, so that it's just a big team activity. And then we every Tuesday night we do the burning of the shoe tradition, where we let the seniors come in and just talk about what their years of playing Newburyport football means to them, and we let the coaches go in and talk to the seniors as well, with the whole team around, and just kind of getting everything off their chest, and that's always been a great moment. And then today, it was my favorite day. We invite back alumni from multiple generations. I mean, my Uncle Larry Toomey, he's like almost 90 now, and he graduated in the 40s. He comes. So all alumni, football Clippers who played at the high school, to the most recent. So you have hit my Uncle Larry all the way to the kids who just graduated.
Yeah.
Year before, we get about 50 guys there, hang out, they watch practice, and then the alumni, along with the football underclassmen, clap seniors into the tunnel, into the locker room for one last time.
Wow.
We always did that tradition with Coach Gaudiano when I was here, but it was just the team, so we added the alumni to that, so it's almost like your last day of practice as a Clipper, before your final game, and it's almost welcoming them into the alumni club at the same time.
Wow, yeah.
It kind of brings them full circle.
Wow.
And for the freshmen, what we do at the beginning of the year is we usually clap the freshmen on the field. The seniors now, we didn't do that. We instituted it the year after them, but, we clap them onto the field. So they get clapped on for their first practice by all the upperclassmen, and then they get clapped in by the alumni and the underclassmen. So it's really those. I mean, preparation is like any other game. You know, you gotta think about the time of the quarters are a little bit longer. But other than that, it's really making that experience for the seniors and just for the team in general.
You know, thank you for sharing. I didn't know most of that stuff, and it just means so much to know as a teacher what you're doing to include kids, you know, in so many different ways, and making sure that everybody has a role. I mean, that's pretty cool, and that everybody can succeed if you're given a chance, you can do it. That's pretty awesome. And to be, you know, part of that exclusive Newburyport Clipper Club, that is pretty damn cool. Coach, final question I have, and it just occurred to me, we know that as teachers, you guys have been subjected to tremendous stresses since March 13th or 14th, whatever it has been. And that's not a whole lot of time to adapt to the new kind of learning or teaching and instruction that you have to do. But we also know that teachers are always being extra cautious in trying to take care of every kid, just as you mentioned. And you go out of your way to do different things. I'm wondering, have you had an experience, and this is a loaded question, is it the other way around with some of these kids on the remote learning? Some of your students who may be saying, it's okay, coach, or it's okay, Mr. Smoltzky, don't worry about it, we'll take care of it type thing, you know, where maybe you get a little stressed or you forget something or I don't know how to put it, but as a teacher, when a kid would point something out to me, I'd have to pause and say, yeah, you know, you're right. Have you had that kind of experience with this remote stuff or the hybrid stuff?
Are you saying where the kids are like kind of saying, don't worry about it?
Is that you know how we have to take care of them, but every now and then a kid will rise up and say, hey, Mr. Moore, it's all right. I get that. Or, you know, you might have missed that. Where the kid turns around and says, I don't know, maybe calms us down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of, I don't know. I don't know if I've experienced that per se, but, you know, it's kind of the, you know, the message of like, we're all in this together, we're all going to grow, you know, sometimes we might, sometimes things may not go as well. I mean, the one thing I do, to kind of answer the question, I think, but, you know, I ask for their feedback, you mm-hmm. know, how is it working, especially with the remote learning versus the hybrid, like, what's working for you, what's not working for you, what we can do to make your experience better, because it is a different, different way in which we're trying to educate the kids. Even today, our principal, Mr. Wolf, there was a student survey, and, you know, they were looking at, they were kind of reflecting on that and meeting with us and talking about that, and just kind of communicating with us. So just as a whole school to let us know what we can do better. So, I mean, that's top down. That's how it's been. That's how things have been. But, you know, it's still been in the classroom. It's been great forming connections to the kids, whether it's remote or, hybrid, cause we have, kids who choose to come into school come 2 days a week, every week. So it's been good, seeing those kids in person and getting to know them. And, I still feel like it takes longer to form those connections, but you can still form those connections, with your students and, to get them, that's what it is in education. That's what it is in coaching. It's forming connections, just working with people and, just kind of not only develop them as history students or football players, but as young people and help them grow up, you know.
Very impressive, Coach. You got ahead of it. See, I often got behind it. You're out in front of it. That's pretty amazing. Coach, I'm going to give you a call and more than a couple of weeks, but a couple of months when we get into fall two, and we'll talk more about your kids then.
I look forward to that. It was very, very good talking to you. Thanks for giving me a call.
I appreciate it, Coach. You and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and please stay safe.
Yeah, you too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you later, Coach.
Take care.
Bye-bye.